A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that the Son may give glory to you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, that the glory I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me I gave to them, and they accepted them, and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you." Eons ago, when we made our first profession, the three of us chose this gospel for the Mass. Maybe we intuitively understood it better then, as a commitment to living the profound knowledge that God is with and in everyone and everything, and that the Paschal mystery of Jesus, its life, death, and resurrection, permeated all as a way of life that we were called to preach. Today, the news clearly shows life and death, but the glory of resurrection is revealed, it seems, by inches. Take the fire blazing in Alberta. There's a glory in the flames, but the destruction is devastating. And for those who fled and the land itself, the resurrection necessary for that fire will take years. The glory in this gospel is more than a fleeting moment like winning the Kentucky Derby. This gospel is about the gift that keeps on giving. God encircles us with a presence and a glory that so wants to be passed around and through us. God gives the Son gives the Father. They circle around us until we are filled with the Spirit. To think that Jesus prayed for us is rather amazing. For in that prayer, Christ invites us into the divine dance of life and love. We are not just ourselves, for through us, with us, and in us, God encircles the world with divine presence. That impels us not to hold fast to it, but rather to share, to reach out to others, and to preach the promise as one sent by Jesus Christ. What commitments do we make to live that out, that dying and rising, despite ourselves? Can we believe that God so loves us that we too become a word made flesh? In the gospel we hear, "I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them." Could we say the same to our God? Now is the time.